Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Detroit Tigers have won 6 out of 7, 8 out of 11. They're now just 13 games out of first place. But more importantly, in the wild card scenario, the Tigers are 7 games out. They got the trading deadline coming up in a couple of weeks.
They're hanging right there.
Where do you stand as what the Tigers have done in the last, 7 games? They, sweep Cincinnati. They win 3 out of 4 against Cleveland. Hey, you know what? Kick Ohio's ass. That's the way it should
be, right? That's the standard.
Yes, exactly. Are you excited about this, or are you just, it's just baseball, teams get hot, teams get cold. It's just, they are what they are, but it's nice to see.
Well, excited about it because of what you see from some individuals, especially Colt Keith, Ibanez. What we've seen a little bit from Veerling and obviously Riley Green, it's simply about some of those young guys that they didn't want to block that are starting to blossom. So you can see this core. I'm excited because it's 7 out of 10. Who doesn't love a win streak? Who doesn't love a team that is starting to find its way a little bit? And part of it is the fact that they've been able to hit home runs. It's been more appealing to watch or listen to versus, hey, you didn't score any runs. You didn't score any runs. It's zero. It's one. It's and I know that they had the one game where they won 1-0, but even that was exciting because you had a great pitching performance. And when those are the things to get excited about, I think if you're trying to get excited about a team that's making a push for a wild card spot, I think, hold on, slow your roll. Let's see what happens here for 3 games. Let's see what happens when you come back in the second half of the season and you're going to be on the road for 7 games, 3 in Toronto. And okay, yeah, Toronto, that you should be able to win some of those games, but then you're on the road to Cleveland for 4.
And the Guardians are going to want revenge.
Yeah, and then you've got Minnesota, Cleveland, Kansas City. I mean, you come back.
Wait. They're playing Cleveland what? Like, is it like 11 games within like a 2-week period? Some crazy stuff like that, because they just played them
10 games, yeah, and they've got 4 more, and then they've got a 2-game series at home following a 3-game series against Minnesota. So, I mean, wow. They've got a hell of a run in division,
yeah,
with those 4 at Cleveland, 7, 3 more against Minnesota, then 2 against Cleveland, you got 9, and then you got 4. You've got 11 division games.
The problem is, like, if you want to play the wild card game, Houston's won 7 out of 10,
sure.
They're getting better. I mean, Tampa's showing a little bit of a pulse. But the reason, look, yeah, it's nice to see Colt Keith, who's, hitting .375 this month. Granted, it's, half the month. And his OPS is like 1.241. Riley Green's doing Riley Green things. You mentioned some of the other guys. Yeah, that stuff is good. But look, Scott Harris, I believe, is a hell of a lot smarter than me. I just hope they, even if they would sweep the Dodgers or something, they don't get this crazy, you know, feeling, oh, my God, we got to not get rid of Flaherty or, God forbid, even start buying bats here just to possibly make a run, to make a wild card. Because they're just, look, let's face it, they're not that good. And I think it's, that's, you know, what we're saying is what we want to see to a certain extent with Keith, and you're sitting there, you want to see the foundation core, whatever word you want to use, you want to see that being built up.
So here's where I have confidence that they won't be buyers or, you know, not be sellers, is they told us at the beginning of the season what this year was going to be used for. That was not blocking young bats. And you know, if anything happened in terms of the standings, that was just going to be a lucky byproduct. If that was the mentality going into the season, they weren't going to add bats then. Why would they all of a sudden flip the switch mid-season and say, okay, well, we're going to add bats now? Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
So, no, they have hopefully already predetermined that they just wanted Jack Flaherty to come out and show well yesterday. Pitch well, but show that the back spasm, injury, whatever it was just a blip on the radar. That it's not going to be anything that will affect him come September or October for whoever would want to trade for him. That decision, hopefully, has already been made. Those phone calls are already happening, and you've got a couple of teams on the back burner that says, hey, if we get closer to the end of July, we want to talk more seriously about Jack Flaherty. Or, you know, anybody else that is on, you mentioned Carson Kelly, that he would be a part of, whether it's a combo deal or just unloading him to get a prospect that might be able to help you in the future.
And maybe even a reliever. Teams always need extra arms. And I know Chafin's starting to pitch a little better again. You know, maybe, I don't know if you want to trade Foley, but I would, look, there's no untouchable on this team, you know, except for maybe Riley Green, but still, depending on what they're offered, you know,
you got to believe Riley Green, and I would probably put, I don't view him as untouchable, but Cole Keith, you know, I they gave him that contract out of, you know, out of the minor
training.
Leagues.
Yeah.
So I would put him right there with Riley Green, especially if their goal was to develop a core.
Correct. And, you know, we don't know when Kerry Carpenter's coming back. We assume sometime maybe within the month, hopefully.
Yeah.
Or a month's time. See what he can look. The prospects look for certain players promising. But that's all that this is. If I can come away with this season because of what they didn't do in the offseason, saying, all right, even though he's not a great fielder, I got my second base, or maybe I can move him to first base. I got the bat of Keith, going to be here for a decade. I got Riley Green, we'll lock him up or whatever. And, you know, that's two. I mean, that's good to start. Because basically, I know they didn't start at ground zero, but that's the way you have to think.
Sure. And it, will we have the opportunity to add to, you know, through prospects, the future of this team? And that's basically what you're, because that's all you're going to get back in return.
Right. And look, they, all indications are they're going to get a nice piece for Flaherty, because the prospect they got for Lorenzen last year is doing really, really well in Erie and might be up for this team next year, the year after, if he continues to develop.
Right. And so that's always the concern, is that they got to continue to develop.
Correct.
Each step in the minors is not huge, but it is a step, and you want to see them continue to do better. The question will always be, because we saw it with Spencer Torkelson, we saw it with Parker Meadows, can they make that jump from Triple A to the major league level?
Correct, because as people in the know believe that the gap between Triple A and Major League Baseball
greater than it's ever been.
Yeah, exactly. And it's partly because it's the pitching.
Yeah.
These guys aren't facing this type of pitching in Toledo that they face up here.
Right, which was the disappointing part of the injury to Parker Meadows, because he did go down. It did seem to work, unlike what we've seen with Spencer Torkelson. It's worked, you know, in a minor way, but it's still the minor leagues. But for Parker Meadows, he was putting up good numbers, and then as soon as he returned,
yeah, it was two games, right?
It was two games. We saw an instant impact. It was, I think, it was four hits and 11 at bats.
You get a home run.
Yeah, And so you started to see that maybe that time down there did get him right. And he could be a part of this. And now we've got to sit and wait even longer.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, 248-539-9797. Like we mentioned, Tigers have won 6 out of 7, 8 of 11, 7 out of the wild card. Is it something or nothing? Do you even have emotions for this baseball team right now? Or are you just sitting there, just get me to the trade deadline and then I'll worry about next year?
Yeah, are you even watching? Because, I mean, Bally's has made it difficult to even watch. Are you listening? Are you just sitting there, like you said, waiting till the trade deadline to see if you get anything in return to make next year more promising?
I'm listening and following on the phone, although the other night the game was on FS1, so I watched a little bit of it.
Yeah. That's where so many people are right now.
Yes.
Because even if it wasn't off of, you know, Comcast, Xfinity, I don't know that many people that would take time out to actually turn the Tigers on to watch. Now, maybe if it was available, because they have won 7 out of 10, now all of a sudden maybe you are a little bit more interested because, as I mentioned, it's a little bit more palatable of a watch. It's a little more exciting because it's not just they're scoring more runs, but they're hitting more home runs.
But you'd have it on as like background, at least. You'd have it on have it on a TV.
It's the sounds of summer. Something. It's the background.
Exactly.
Wallpaper.
So that's what Dan Dickerson is now. You know, Dan is a great sound of summer for me.
There's no question. Yeah. And Andy Dierks is great.
Andy Dierks is, I'm glad you brought that up.
He is spot on. And
I wish that he would travel with them.
I do too. I think
but
he
I
is.
Know he, I know it's his choice, actually.
Sure.
For right now.
But he is really good, gives you great insight.
And he's funny.
Yeah. I mean, he's witty. He makes it entertaining as well as Dan. And their chemistry together is really good.
Here's some ticket texts. What do you think Flaherty is going to get you, a prospect around Hallyu Lee, which is basically the guy they got for Lorenzen? Yeah, if they get somebody that good, or at least seems to be that good, that'd be fine, and they should be able to get more than that. It's Tim from Chicago. Hey, Tim, how are you? I'm excited that Maeda got sent to the bullpen. John is right. Listening to a game is enjoyable these days. Watching a game is enjoyable these days. Andy Dierks even convinced me to keep the game on during Maeda's last start when he got hammered, and it was an exciting game, an enjoyable game to watch. I'm looking for big things second half of the season for them to be in the hunt. Okay? I'm not. This is not 1996. You can trade Flaherty and also make your team better at the same time. There's a way to do two things at the same time. Yeah. And Stoney keeping up with that loser mentality. It's been 10 years. Go for it.
But does going for it now, does it handicap you next year or in 2 years? Does it ultimately slow down the process? Can you do two things at once? Sure, you can make yourself better as well as unload a pitcher that has great value, market value.
Now, look, if for some reason this continues and they get to the trading deadline, they're like a game out of the wild card, my feeling might change a little bit. But right now, you don't even think about that. You just think about developing the young players. 97 won the ticket.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.